Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Alfred Almanza, Deputy Undersecretary for Food Safety at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Lisa Yarbrough. Be interested to understand, as a number of agencies that have food safety as part of their mission, if not, and I just think of the Food and Drug Administration, the Centers for Disease Control. So how does collaboration and partnership make our food system safer?
Well, to say that we work closely would be an understatement, and we have to, because as the example I was using earlier, there is no easy way to do trace back on illnesses that occur without our partners. Because like I said, most folks don't eat all vegetables or all meat. They eat combinations of different types of foods, fruits, vegetables, and things of that nature. And so having that relationship is critical for us, working, like I said, with FDA, with CDC. It makes FSIS more effective. It makes them much more effective. It improves our responses, particularly during recalls and outbreaks. In 2011, we created the Interagency Food Safety Analytics Collaboration, or IFSAC, which brings together senior leaders and technical experts on foodborne illness, source attribution from those agencies. And in 2015, one of IFSAC's major successes was developing harmonized attribution estimates for Salmonella, E. coli 015787, Listeria, Monocytogenes, and Campylobacter for major food categories, and hosting a public meeting with over 300 participants to share those findings.
Al, what is being done to find new ways for government and industry to work together to stop foodborne illness and to make our nation's food the safest it can be?
Well, as mentioned, FSIS coordinates closely with other federal public health agencies such as the FDA and CDC. And this collaboration makes FSIS much more effective and improves our responses, particularly during recalls and outbreaks.
So, Al, you can't do any of this without your inspectors, without your people. So what are you doing to make sure you have a well-trained, technically capable workforce to meet the demands of today and seize the opportunities of tomorrow?
Well, one of the things that we do is we devote substantial resources to ensuring that we adopt the best practices in all our key areas. We have requirements for each employee to work with management to prepare a yearly individual development plan. But as I was also talking about earlier, we have this new initiative called iImpact. Yeah. And basically what that is it's an initiative to get all the way from our GS5s that work on the slaughter line, GS7s, all the way to the top levels in management, and demonstrate how important their job is. And the reason I say that is because, and I say this all the time, and when I go speak to my employees and to large groups, when we go to work every day, who thinks about the impact that they're having on the public? And I would say that very few people do, because I ask them to raise their hand. And I said, because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, when I get to work, I'm going to have to deal with staffing issues. Or when I get to work, my boss is going to want me to work another extra hour. Or he's going to have me. And I said, this is how you should go to work, thinking that today I'm going to impact somebody's life. Because regardless of where you are in FSIS, if you're working as GS5 out on the slaughter line or GS7 or sitting behind a desk in a district office or in headquarters in one of our labs, you're having an impact on public health. And if we don't all work together, this agency doesn't succeed. And so one of the things that I tell them, Secretary Vilsack has told me this on a number of times, when I go to bed at night, I don't worry about FSIS. And that's a good thing. Because I believe that he has a confidence in our employees to do the things that they do to keep the products that we regulate safe, that I don't want to be on the secretary's call list, or I don't want him thinking about me when he goes to bed, right? So that's what I believe, that the value of our employees is, I would say, something that you just couldn't put a price tag on.
That's wonderful. So what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
Well, you're not going to get rich. I'll say that. And as I said earlier, in public service, it's one of those things that you have to have a passion for that. And I would say that most people that go into public service is it's a selfless career, I would say. I would also say that you, as a public servant, you never lose sight of the important contributions that you're going to make. And it's difficult to be able to measure them because regardless of where you are, and I'll say this for food safety, we don't get credit for the people that don't get sick, but you can't measure that. But, I mean, public service around the world, I mean, especially I would say here in the United States, I mean, I think about folks in the military. I think about folks in law enforcement and all the things that they don't get credit for people that they don't have to call them because of their efforts. And so I do believe that it's a special calling. I do believe that it's something that it's in your blood. And we have many, many people that devote their entire life to public service. And it's just, I believe, one of the most thankless jobs you can have. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's not about getting the thank yous. It's about understanding that you're making a difference in the world. And I say that because the products that we regulate, they don't stay in the United States anymore. They go around the world. And as I go around the world, I see how other countries yearn for the products that are produced here in the United States. Now, whether other people admit it or not, hey, the United States is still looked to for the best of the best. And that's what I believe public service is about.
Right. Well, Al, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate your time today. But more importantly, Lisa and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you. And certainly, this is interesting for me. I don't really do a whole lot of these radio type interviews, but I appreciate your time and certainly the opportunity to do this.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Alfred Almanza, Deputy Undersecretary for Food Safety at USDA. My co-host from IBM has been Lisa Yarborough. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, an in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.